from Marketplace. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Labor Department's jobs report for the month of April comes out later this morning. Economists are expecting a rebound from the numbers we got for March, which were a little bit sad. Just over 100,000 jobs were added last month, in April, rather. But whether it is 100,000 or 200,000 new jobs this time, unemployment is so low, 4.1%, that employers are increasingly complaining they can't find the right worker for the job, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
As unemployment falls and the job market tightens, employers have fewer potential workers to recruit, from the long-term unemployed, those who want to increase their hours, or take a second job. Scott Brown is chief economist at Raymond James.
We do anticipate the pace of job growth is slowing down over time, simply because we're going to run out of workers.
Brown says most people who left the workforce during the Great Recession and are still on the sidelines are unlikely to come back now.
Firms are finding it difficult to find skilled labor. Wages are starting to rise a little bit more. Firms are offering greater perks to get employees.
The crunch is worst for small businesses, says Frank Fiorelli at payroll processor Paychex, because job applicants have more options.
Many times they might pick a bigger company that has more robust benefits and can pay more.
Employers report skilled labor shortages are worst in fields like high tech, manufacturing, and healthcare. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.